guys, this is John, your host on MGTOW is Freedom. So here's the deal. I got an email from a friend of mine who lives close to the fjords of Norway. And, you know, he's had a problem with this girl, right? He is MGTOW, but this girl's in his head. Yes, sir. And I sent him a response based on my experience with the girl who was in my head. So I think I'll tell the story about that girl, and then we can go from there. So this girl, her name was Natalie, and she was a sweetheart. She was gorgeous beyond belief. Gorgeous face, beautiful body, gigantic, firm, huge tits, perfect ass. Everything about her was a dream. But Natalie was nice. She was smart. She was cute. She was all the things that, as a young man, I thought a woman should be. Right? But there was a complication that occurred in the relationship. Right? A friend of mine, who was my best friend at the time, decided he was going to trick me out of her. So he pulled a little stunt. And, you know, he got me to hurt her feelings. You know, and he ended up getting her, winning her, wooing her, whatever you want to call it. And he ended up marrying her, and I believe having a couple of daughters. It's a little tricky about what happened, because literally I drove from North Carolina all the way back to California in like 3 days, because I wanted to talk to this girl and let her know how much I loved her and how much I cared about her, how madly in love I was with her and romantically interested in her. And I drove across the country, just me, the whole way, straight. I thought that would impress upon her, you know, my feelings for her, to win her back. And she said no. You know, a couple of days later, the guy who was to be her husband, you know, I ran into them. I was on my my Kawasaki 750, kind of a rice rocket. And he was in the truck with her. And that was it. That's the last I ever saw of her in person. You know, that bothered me, the fact that I had hurt her feelings. And at that time, I had believed in love. I believed that there was some girl out there that was going to be perfect for me, that she would never fuck up, right? That I would never fuck up, that everything would be perfect. Life is not perfect, though. It's far from it. You know, so a number of years later, I met my wife, who's now my ex-wife, right? But this Natalie girl still bothered me up here, still bothered me in here. You know, and I couldn't get over the fact, right, that I never got to talk to her again, that I didn't know what happened, that I never got a real explanation. So eventually I talked to my now ex-wife's aunt, and she said, John, you need some closure, right? And I said, I've tried contacting her, can't get a hold of her. She said, well, then you just need to forgive yourself. You've done your best. Forgive yourself and done your best. It seemed like pretty good advice, right? And I did. I gave myself the forgiveness I needed, because that woman wouldn't contact me. She wouldn't get in touch with me. She wouldn't allow me to just say, hey, I'm sorry it didn't work out. I wish I'd done a better job. I wish I hadn't hurt your feelings. I wish that son of a bitch that you married hadn't played that fucking stunt. You know, I'd like to say a number of things, but, you know, that never happened. I saw a picture of her once on Facebook with her and her two daughters. And she still looked beautiful. Her daughters look like little miniatures of her. And I think I sent a friend request, and then she was just gone. She either banned me or blocked me or something, but that was it. She didn't want any contact, so, you know, basically that's a fuck you, John, or I don't need you, John, or whatever. So here's where I'm going with all of this, guys. Is MGTOW is men going their own way. It's, no one gets to tell you what to do, not even other men, not even other MGTOW. No one can tell you what is right for you except you. Right? You know, MGTOW is supposed to be about, you know, not needing a woman's approval, not needing society's approval for the relationships you have. Right? Society can't tell you you have to have a woman. A woman can't tell you, right, that you're no good without her. You tell yourself what is good. You tell yourself what the rules are. So to my friend in Norway and to everyone else who's had, right, a woman, and you're like, geez, I know, right? I know I've got love, and I missed that dream. It was a nice dream, this idea of having a woman. And as MGTOW, we realize that we're up against a wall. You can't own a woman and care for a woman anymore. You just can't. It doesn't matter what continent you are on and what language you speak. You can't care for them. You can't own them. You can't love them the way you need to. Because you are handicapped as a man because of the rules of society, the rules of the countries we live in. They put us at a disadvantage. And they allow women the freedom to do whatever the fuck it is that they want. And as a result, our love, our romance and imaginations are stifled. They're handicapped. But it doesn't mean we don't have that love and that romance and belief system. Right? If the Natalie girl were to contact me, I'd probably, you know, talk to her. But I don't think today that there's any better a chance of a relationship with her than there was back then. Because she's probably damaged. Just like every other damn woman out there. Damaged, upset, right? Because they don't want to be women. They've been indoctrinated to believe that they should be satisfied. That they should get what they want. Right? So we as MGTOW say, live on your own terms. Make yourself happy. Do what you want with women, but understand that you can't own them. And if you can't own them, and I mean literally own them, then you can't ever have a relationship with them because they are empowered and educated on how to hurt men, how to take from them. And they won't really ever give themselves to you. You know, they always reserve that right to do whatever the fuck it is they want, or to change their mind, a woman's prerogative. That makes it deadly, deadly to have a real relationship with a woman like that. You can't. I can't think and explain of a way or the way to have a relationship with a woman. But what I can say is you've got to do what's right for you in this life. You've got to do what's right for you and the way that it works for you, whatever it is you want. And no man, no MGTOW can tell you you're wrong because it's right for you. And I can't stress that personalization, that individualization enough, because we are men. We're complex. We have feelings, we have thoughts, we have life, we have experiences, and we're the ones that make it happen. We're the prize. Right? And we get to decide what we do with that prize and how we're going to use it or abuse it, neglect it, or cherish it. It being ourselves. Any of you guys said that you needed a woman in your life and you wanted one and you would try and make it happen on your terms, there is no judgment from me. See, I think that that is important to understand, is that we don't judge ourselves and we don't judge others. Men, that is. Why? Right? If a man that you know says, hey, I think I need this woman, more power to him, good luck to him. Now, the MGTOW I know that say, man, I sure miss women, but I know it's a fucking losing proposition. It's completely understandable. Because we're driven hormonally, right? We're a hormonal biological machine, right? Our hormones influence our thoughts, our drive, our desires. It doesn't make it wrong, but the intellect should stop us from getting to a point where we hurt ourselves. You know, that's the trick. Now, can you help another man and say, hey, dude, she's fucking you up. She's dragging you off over here. That's your prerogative as a man to help another brother understand the situation he's facing. And that's why I always say, tell other men about MGTOW, whether they're old, whether they're young, whether they're fucking married, divorced, single, or engaged, and especially those engaged brothers we have. You know, there's nothing more discouraging than to see a man brought to his fucking knees and destroyed. Destroyed by a woman. You know, this desire we have, this love in our hearts and in our minds to have a woman, to care for her, that's used against us by women. It's used to trick us, to fool us, right? It's used to control you, to get you to make decisions that favor her. That's the game that's played right now, because you can't own a woman. But I bring out this story about Natalie because that was a chapter in my life that I closed. I got closure on it. That idea of innocence and perfection from my youth, gone. You know, I was tricked out of it. But perhaps by this other fella, John, tricking me out of her, I don't know what his thoughts are. I haven't talked to him in over 20 years. You know, what his thoughts were. Did he feel he was pulling a fast one? Are they divorced now? Is he fucking miserable? Right? Is he sad? Is he remorseful about what he did? Does he feel guilty? Does he want to come clean? And, you know, will I forgive him? And all, you know, whatever, right? It's closure. Right? I now have closure also on my marriage. Literally through the divorce, it's closure, and my feelings about her and how I tried to make her understand and how I gave and gave and gave and gave as a man and how it was always rejected and never good enough. That has closure with me now. I can talk about it and I can drag up those emotions, those thoughts, those situations, right, and occurrences that happened. I know what was going on. Right? I can feel it. I can still remember that and taste the anger and the disappointment. But I have closure on it. So I can use it and talk about it and share and not relive it. Not in a way that hurts me. Right? But no man out there should feel ashamed. No MGTOW man should feel ashamed that he's a man inside and that we have these feelings and these thoughts. But as MGTOW, we also have to realize, we have to understand that the odds of having a relationship with a woman that satisfies the man and his needs and his desire and his beliefs, it is an impossibility today. Because of what women know, what they've been indoctrinated with, how they've been socially conditioned, how society itself conditions itself as a creature, society, as if it's its own organism, society, that is self-directing. It's a horrid system. And it has destroyed, absolutely destroyed, the relationship between men and women. That's the world we live in. And the intelligent man, the reasoning and logical man, accepts facts as they are. The odds of finding a woman that are going to satisfy you are one in a trillion. One in a trillion. And unfortunately, there's only 4 billion of the broads around. I love good scotches. Love them. It's fascinating me to have a good scotch and to try and taste everything that the distiller put into them. Because if you think about a scotch and what it is, right? It's a distilled, right, beverage. It's whiskey. But some man bent his mind around it and said, I can use this yeast to produce alcohol, and I can use this peat to impart flavor, and I can use these this malted barley, right, to give it character, different levels of richness. And then the oak barrel it's aged in imparts its own virtues. And it's a man that uses his mind. Isn't that fucking beautiful? Everything that men do is beautiful. Everything from the cars we drive to the homes we live in, whether it's on wheels like mine or if it's attached to the ground, we create a beautiful world. And I took my pickup here to the car wash. And I cleaned it up. It's all shiny and sparkly. It's a great vehicle. I love that truck. Everything we do as men, it talks about us. Even this cigar here, the type of tobacco, how it was rolled, aged, grown, cared for. Yes, even the term fermented is used for these. Aged, fermented. It's a piece of perfection. It is a piece of masculinity. Why I brought that up is in our hearts and in our minds, men have creative beauty, intelligent beauty, and our love is part of that. The love we have, the imagination, the fantasy, right? And unfortunately for us, in this time, in this generation, and probably for generations to come, that love we have, that need to care for and protect, provide, and be cared for by a woman the way we want to be cared for, it is going to remain an impossibility. And as intelligent, logical, rational beings, we have to accept that that part of us is not going to be satisfied, not in this world, not right now, because of the way women think and the way they behave. You know, they want to be free. As MGTOW, we say, fine, you want to be free? Fuck you, you're free. If you want to be owned, put a fucking collar on. Right? But they can't do that. They won't put on a collar. They won't and can't waive their rights, their privileges under government. So you can never, as a man, be fully satisfied. Not anymore. Not for now. Not for generations. But I want to remind all men, all MGTOW men, that our romance, our love for what I would call the woman, the feminine creature, that's always real because it's always part of you. You're just not going to be able to express that one small piece of your life the way you wish. But you will, through the rest of your life, be able to express yourself as a man. Whether it's your love for motorcycles or cars, architecture, history, philosophy, whatever it is that is you, whatever you love and you have passion for, you can, as a man today, still enjoy that to the fullest. You can. You don't have to deny yourself all of life's pleasures because you can't have a woman. They're not that important to us, in other words. We have to come to terms with that. And I think we as men, as MGTOW, we need closure for ourselves on this concept of having a woman in our life. So I've got my personal story of Natalie, and I've got my marriage. Those are my experiences. I can taste it in my mouth. I can feel it in my heart. I can think about it with my mind. But my disappointments with women, don't mean the rest of my life is over. It doesn't mean my life doesn't have purpose and won't be fruitful, right? Examples of that are here. Things that we love to do, do them. Live life. MGTOW is freedom. MGTOW is giving yourself, right, the gift that men can only give themselves, their pride, their sense of self-worth and value. And because we are, as I've said, we're the prize. Because we are the prize, we can take pride in that and satisfaction and know that our lives have meaning. Real meaning, real purpose. Our souls matter. And we don't have to sacrifice ourselves to the whims and experiments that society has laid in front of us and said, you have to. MGTOW is men going their own way. Choose your way. Choose your passion. Understand our personal limitations, yes, but also understand how we as men, we have value no matter how old. And there is nothing more valuable to me to see on an intellectual level than to see a man understand who he is and to live his life, to use his intellect and his body to create, to live, to have that passion and to not have it squelched and destroyed. And even after a man has been squelched and destroyed, as in a divorce or an abusive partner, he can still pick up the pieces and start again. I filed for divorce at age 45. I'm 47 now. I know who I am. I know what I love. And I see a world before me that is mine to live within, to do my best, and to enjoy to the maximum. You know, there's a lot of angst that men feel, that MGTOW men feel, right? One of the things I get in emails a lot is this notion that we hate women. I don't think that's true. I think we despise failure, corruption, lying, cheating, stealing. We despise that. And as MGTOW, we see that in women because that is their base behavior now. Similarly, I see that in men. I don't like a lot of men. You know, I despise them for the things they do and how crappy they are. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't like shitheads any more than I don't like bitches. But the single difference between a manipulative shitty man and a manipulative shitty woman is the manipulative shitty man doesn't use a man's desire and love and his romance and imagination as a tool to enslave and destroy him. That is the difference. I've said it in the past. I'll say it again. You can have a friend, a guy friend, and you can be friends and get along and do all kinds of shit together. And the moment you decide that friendship is done, you can just say, hey, dude, we're not getting along. It's not working out. It's good knowing you. See you later, pal. Good luck with life. When it comes to a woman, you can't say that. First off, you can't marry a woman and say, it's my way, right, or the highway. Because she'll say, yeah, I'm going to drag you down my fucking highway right to the nearest court and ass fuck you. Steal all of your money. right, or half of your money, right, take the kids, make you pay for them, make you pay for me, take your retirement, right, make you pay alimony or spousal support for years or decades. Guy starts abusing you, either physically or psychologically. You say, hey, dude, fuck you, I'm out of here. A woman does it in a marriage and you're trapped. You can't get away from that abuse. I get comments, I get emails about men who say you wouldn't believe, right? And they don't want their stories told, but you wouldn't believe the pain I'm in and the pain I've seen my friend in other cases, these stories, where men are just attacked their whole lives and destroyed by controlling, manipulative women who use a man's heart and his intellect against him. As MGTOW, we're to understand who we are. Understand that we're valuable. That we are, right, the leader. That we are the reason we have all of these great things around us. You know, women will take that from you. You know, use it as a tool against you. And it's fucking terrible. I hate to see that happen. I hate to see the idea of women being destroyed. And I lament the fact that this huge social experiment, this feminist matriarchy that's been created, this agenda, I hate to see that it's destroyed women as much as I hate to see it destroying men. But through this all, and this is the part and why I am anti-feminist, is women are rewarded for destroying themselves and men are punished in this act of destruction called a marriage. Right? That is why I do these videos, is I want men to get the fuck away from women if they so desire. And if they choose to be with women, fuck, I'll lampoon them. I'll call them manginas or white knights, idiots, pussies, dumbasses, simpletons. Yeah, I'll lampoon the fuck out of them. Right? But it's still their choice. It's still their choice to do that and to be that. It's just regrettable, right? That they're either too stupid to see it, too dumb to get away, and in some cases, a lot of men are too tied to it. Their egos are too tied to the idea of marriage, right? Or of giving up the life they thought that they were going to create. They can't let it go. And that's a hard part about divorce, by the way, is you get into a marriage and you try making it happen and you bend your man's mind and man's body around fixing it and making it real and happen and good. And all the while, you've got an enemy within your camp who only wants you subdued to her will. It's a complicated, fucked up situation. But there is satisfaction for men. It's called going your own way. Accepting reality and living your life to the best you can accordingly. Thank you for watching very much. I want to thank you guys again for the cigars, for the scotch, for being men and sharing your stories, for supporting other men. You know, it's good, it's damn good to be a man. And MGTOW is the way that you can be yourself. There is no other way. Because the moment you're not MGTOW, or a man, an individual making decisions for yourself, you're making decisions because of someone else's desire, someone else's commands. The best way to get free, to have liberty, to be yourself, is to be MGTOW. The choice is yours. And I do not judge. Not on a personal level. I don't. I really don't. Like I said, I'll lampoon the fuck out of these men, but I use them as an example. And from my perspective, all they do is destroy themselves, empower women, perpetuate a system of destruction. And I'd like to see that system come to an end. But there's nothing I can do about it except teach other men by my experience and to share the stories and experiences of other men when they give me permission. Yeah. You guys are great. Thanks for everything. Please subscribe. Please hit the share button and share. Share with other men that you care about, even men that you meet. If you care enough, tell them, hey, check out MGTOW. Check out the principles behind it. Right? Go your own way. Make your own decisions. Live your own life. Do not be afraid. Thanks, guys. Hit the like button. Thanks for sponsoring me. Thanks for the comments. They help other men. Encourage other men. I don't care. Don't care what they look like, how old they are, anything. Help other men with MGTOW. You guys be cool. Semper Fi.